Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm pleased to welcome everyone to the first in the series of Shrubs of Today Become Tomorrow's Forest. This series of shows has been designed to give you the latest information about how to protect, feed and care for your youngest children, the shrubs, so they become strong, healthy and clever, the productive forest of tomorrow. If families and communities can provide proper care for these young ones during their first 1,000 days, from their development in the womb until their second birthday, this we will ensure a brighter future for them, our communities and for Ghana as a whole. The idea for this series developed when the results of the latest health survey for Ghana were released and showed that one in every three children in northern Ghana is chronically malnourished. That means that one of every three children is not getting what they need to grow adequately on a daily basis. These children are not necessarily the very thin, sickly children we think about when we hear malnourished. Rather, they are just small or significantly short for their age. Because we have so many children like this, we are unaware of the malnutrition problem in our midst. You might wonder what difference this extreme shortness in a child makes. The extreme shortness is a sign of poor development of body and mind. It develops during this first 1,000-day period, when a baby or young child is not well fed and cared for. We must ensure that our babies and young children get what they need during this period because the losses in physical and mental development during this period cannot be corrected later in life and would mean that our children will not be able to reach their potential, for example, in school achievement or as productive adults. Each week on this program, we shall share the experiences of families and the best guidance from health and nutrition experts in Ghana. Our episodes will be guided by our health reporter,
Akolbla,
and by Madam
Asibi,
a senior nurse who has worked for many years in clinics around the country. She has helped hundreds of our families with young children. Now she is grandmother to 10 thriving grandchildren. Madam
Asibi
is convinced that there are a few simple but important actions that all families can and should be doing to ensure a better and brighter future of their children, even saving the lives of young babies. She will share her many experiences and secrets to raising healthy children. Now let's listen to Madam
Asibi,
who today is in
Bolga
Hospital because her friend's daughter is having a baby. She is there to support her friend and her daughter, the new mother, as she begins breastfeeding.
Akolbla,
our reporter, caught up with Madame there and will help us discover new ideas about how to nurture and nourish our youngest children during this period of the first 1,000 days.
Hello again to all our listeners. I'm
Akolbla,
your guide. I'm a reporter learning like you about child health and nutrition from Madame
Asibi.
Today I found Madame
Asibi
Bolga Hospital,
which is an appropriate place since we are talking about the best way to feed a baby right after birth. Hello, Madame
Asibi.
It's so nice to have you with us today to help us learn about the best ways to feed and care for our young children so that they get off to the best possible start in life. I'm glad I found you. This hospital is a busy place.
Thanks very much.
Akolbla.
It is a pleasure for me to be with you to share my experiences in caring for our youngsters. It is crowded here, so let's find the room where we are going.
I will follow you. While we walk, would you mind telling us about yourself and your experiences?
Certainly. Well, to start out, I am a registered qualified nurse who has specialized in children's health. I have worked for nearly 30 years in hospitals, clinics, and communities all over Ghana, but especially here in the north. Ah, here we are at the room. I see my friend is not here and her daughter is sleeping. Let's get started with our show by this desk. We will go in shortly.
Yes, that is fine. So please get us started. What advice do you have for our audience about feeding a new baby right after it's born?
Of course, as we see from our friend there, the mother is tired at this time, but these first days usually are a wonderful time of getting to know the newborn. As I always say, though, be prepared. So when the mother is pregnant, she and her family should plan for these days, and that includes how to start feeding the baby. As we know, breastfeeding is the best. So please discuss breastfeeding with the nurse at the antenatal clinic. A great idea is for the father or the baby's grandmother to accompany the pregnant woman on some antenatal visits so they can ask questions and hear the advice to help mom in these first days after birth, even if it is not her first child.
Ah, yes. Women need to be involved. And that seems to include even before the birth of our child.
Yes. I am not letting up on men on any count. Good planning and getting as well informed as possible are good ideas for everyone.
Okay, so tell me about feeding this very little baby.
One practice that we will return to time and again during the show is the importance of breastfeeding. The ideal best practice for the newborn baby is that immediately within 30 minutes after birth, the baby is placed skin to skin on the mother's chest and allowed to nurse. Even if the mother believes that she doesn't have milk, with a newborn suckling, the mother's milk will begin to flow. It all happens very naturally, and the mother doesn't have to worry about producing milk or about giving the baby anything else but her breast. Breast milk truly is God's gift to us to help our little ones prosper.
Wow, that's amazing that the baby can start feeding like that right away. I do know that human milk is best for humans, but I didn't think about it from the first minutes.
Yes, every baby should be on the mother's breast as soon as possible after birth. The baby may have to suck for a while, but soon it will get the yellowish first milk that we call colostrum. And yes, human milk is for humans, so this first milk is perfect for the first days of the baby's life. It contains all the water and food the newborn needs. It is clean, so it won't cause diarrhea or illness. And in fact, it protects the baby from many serious diseases. And importantly, the very act of breastfeeding builds a strong bond between the mother and her infant, which is what makes these days so special.
Sister, this is so interesting. I had no idea. You see older babies being breastfed or given a feeding bottle.
Stop right there.
Akolbila. We cannot talk of feeding bottles. We now have enough evidence that shows that giving any other food or drink besides the first mother's milk and the breast milk that follows to the newborn can be a way of introducing infection to the baby. Any water or other substance fed cannot possibly be as clean as the first milk that has been produced inside the mother's body. The first milk also contains substances that protect the child from infection. Remember, feeding the baby on the first milk and breast milk are natural things. The way God arranged things, so they are the best.
All right, live and learn, as we say. I won't make the mistake again of talking about feeding bottles, but staying on this idea of not giving anything but the breast milk to the baby. Ah, madam, someone is coming looking for you.
Ah, yes, it is my friend.
Atipaka.
Hello.
Oh, hello, hello, my friend.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Asibi.
My apologies. I hope you've not been waiting long. I got so behind getting things for my daughter. Thank you so much for coming. I trust only you to let me know if everything is all right.
Not a problem, my friend. Let me introduce you to
Akolbila.
I told you that he would be with me and would record us. I hope that indeed is fine.
Oh, yes. I am a bit embarrassed. But it is fine, since it is an educational program we might as well all share. Hello.
Akolbila.
I'm pleased to meet you, Madam
Atipoka.
Thank you for agreeing to share your experiences with our audience.
Come in. Come in and meet my daughter, Azima. Aren't you the luckiest grandmother? She has just given birth to this beautiful baby boy. Azima, please meet Madam
Asibi.
She is my friend who I told you about, who knows everything about raising healthy, bright children. I want her to see you and my new grandson. And she has brought this young man.
Akolbila.
I know it is a bit unusual, but he is doing an educational program with Madam
Asibi
and thought others could benefit from our discussion.
Hello. Thank you for coming. Pardon me, but I'm just waking up.
I'm so happy to meet you, Azima, and to meet this beautiful baby boy. I am sure you are tired. It is natural. Take your time and get familiar with your son. Have you breastfed yet?
The nurse put my little one on my breast, and he was there for a while. But I don't think that he got anything to drink. Mom, did you bring the things? And do you have the thermos with water? I'm so thirsty. It is hot in this room.
Oh, yes, I got everything. That is why it took so long. Here is the new cloth and this lovely blanket and little shirt. And for the water, I brought a bottle.
Oh no, I just got finished telling
Akolbila
about the bottle.
Akolbila,
do you care to show what you learned?
Ah, certainly. If you allow me. Well, Madam
Atipoka,
I made the same mistake mentioning feeding bottle, and Madam
Asibi
stopped me immediately, just like she did you. She told me that after giving birth, it is the mother who is thirsty, that all the baby needs is the mother's milk. The first milk that comes out, she said this milk contains food and water enough to satisfy the baby's thirst.
Excellent job,
Akolbila.
Yes, my friend
Atipoka.
I don't mean to be abrupt, but the very best thing your daughter can do right now is to drink the water you brought her and put her son to the breast to continue to suck. With sucking, your daughter's milk will flow in no time if it hasn't already.
Asibi,
I trust you so much. Let us try.
Akolbila,
pass me the mic. Perhaps you should step out for a few minutes.
Oh, this baby boy is so cute. Oh, beautiful baby.
Here he is, Azima.
Thank you. I'll try. But I don't think I have milk. And I don't want my son to get weak from thirst. Wouldn't it be better to give him a satisfying drink of water and then try to breastfeed?
Let's just try the breast. I won't let anything happen. Your breast milk is the absolute best. It is pure and will not introduce anything that could make him sick. Rather, it will give him strength. Put him here and tickle his lip and make sure he opens his mouth and takes hold of your breast. Perfect. Now just let him suck.
Ah, I get it. I can feel it. My milk is here. Mom, how wonderful. But how do I know if he's getting enough?
You will know. Your baby will wet and will grow and you will see him contented. But you must be patient. Breastfeeding is not something of just a few minutes. Sit with him, let him empty one breast, then offer the other. With the first milk and the milk you will have in a day or two, your son will grow well and you will make your mother proud.
Madam, thank you. My boy is so happy. I guess I was the one who was thirsty. He's sucking and I can tell he's content.
My friend, I knew we needed you today. Thank you. You have saved us. I agreed with my daughter that the little one needed water during this hot time. But I see we didn't. Water for my daughter, but not for my grandson.
Akolbila,
you can come in now and take this microphone from me. We have been successful. Azima is successfully breastfeeding and there's no need for a feeding bottle or any water. My day is complete.
Good news. Your friend was right to call you. Your advice for Azima to take the water was right. I know that sometimes when I feel hungry or thirsty, it is easy to think that everyone else must feel the same. I'm going to remember that we must say no to people who mean well but want to give some food or drink to our newborns. But, madam, I have a question based on what I hear my sisters talk about around the house and with their friends. What should a mother do if she has a difficult birth and is very tired when the baby is born? Should she still begin breastfeeding right away?
That happened to one of my daughters. She had a very difficult and long labor and the nurse wanted her to rest, so they were going to take the baby and give her some glucose water. But of course I was there and advised that the baby be put on the breast even though my daughter was very tired and falling asleep. I didn't want my granddaughter to be given a feeding bottle. The reason I wasn't worried is because it's actually the baby who is doing most of the work by sucking on the breast. As your listeners probably know, the baby will nurse even if the mother has fallen asleep, although that's not really the recommended way of doing it.
Madam Asibi, let us end this show so you can visit in peace with your friend. In closing, I want to thank you all for sharing this very important lesson about feeding newborns. I certainly learned a lot.
Goodbye to our listeners. Until next time.
I'd like to thank Madam
Asibi
and
Akolbila
for a very interesting discussion on the importance of putting newborns to the breast immediately after birth to benefit from the breast milk and not to give the newborn any water or other substances. A few of the most important points from Madam
Asibi
include: to put the newborn baby to the breast immediately within 30 minutes after birth. To give nothing else besides the breast, since breast milk contains both food and the water for all the baby's needs. Have patience while breastfeeding. Use both breasts at each feeding and feed 10 to 12 times through the day and night. Remember, for the health of mother and baby, breastfeed. And breastfeed only immediately after birth. I hope that you have all enjoyed this program and that you will tell your friends to listen to make sure that Madam Asibi's advice is shared widely so that our children, the shrubs of today, grow up to become our strong and productive forest of tomorrow. Until next time. The Shrubs of Today, Our Tomorrow's Future was made possible by the generous support of the American people through the U.S. Agency for International Development and its partner, the Spring Project, under the auspices of the Ghana Health Service.
So many children are started, malnourished. What can I do? What should I do to prevent my child from malnutrition?